You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Taku Tai Kemp.
Taku Tai Kemp is currently on leave, but for this week's catch-up with Te Pāti Māori, I spoke to Mariameno Kapakingi. Like the ACT Party, we discussed both the results of the inquiry into abuse in state care, as well as the Marine and Coastal Area Court appeal. I kicked things off by delving into that, asking why it's important that the contested appeal was introduced in the first place. This week, we found out that the government is looking to overturn the court appeal on the Marine and Coastal Area Act. This means Māori claimants will have to prove their claims to the land on certain conditions, something that the court appeal was aiming to make easier. So how difficult is it for Māori to prove this? Why was there a need for the court appeal to be introduced?
The need for the court to introduce and why, how difficult it is, both of those are really... This is 20 years ago, Evie, and now we're having to force to go back into a situation which we feel like it's repeating itself. The detail of what it takes is a huge deal. Every time Māori are forced into having to explain who you are and how you're connected to a piece of whenua or to a piece of mana, you know, and then the irony and the pain of all that is the fact that we have tangata whenua status under Te Tiriti o Waitangi. So, you know, it's a real warped situation that we, Māori, are having to prove yet again, forced in by this by these acts of treachery, really, that we are tangata whenua, that we know this piece of moana or we know this piece of whenua. It's costly in terms of the time and the effort that it takes for whānau to do this, or for iwi to do this, or for hapū to do this. So it's costly in every possible way. So 20 years ago, there was obviously a huge objection. Everybody knows that. Everybody saw that. This country saw it and the world saw it. It's, if they're serious, and it seems they are, to go back there, then Māori will add, not only Māori, but non-Māori, so tangata tiriti, tangata moana, will come together again, and it'll be bigger and way more of a sign of resistance and objection to the way in which the coalition are thinking about tangata whenua, thinking about tangata moana, tangata tiriti that are supporting tangata whenua. So it's a serious and big deal and a big act and an act of terrorism, really, to Māori and to tangata whenua.
Te Pāti Māori has said that this move is going to create more distrust between Māori and the government. Is that in accumulation with other recent policies concerning Māori that we've seen since this government came into power as well?
It is. From the point when we came back to the House at the beginning of the year, we have set an urgency constantly. In fact, just again last week. You know, and I'm new in this setting, right, in this role that I have. But I'm certainly not new to the tactics that are used by any, particularly any Pākehā institution, that is actively trying to eradicate Māori. This is no different. The number of bills that have gone through and that are still going through the House now, that are all, and it's really simple, it's all about reducing Māori engagement at every level in the decision-making for Māori in their own land. So yeah, when you combine all of the bills that are going through and all of the ideas behind it, the idea is simply to eradicate Māori in any place, anywhere that we make decisions for ourselves.
The Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuse in State Care, that is something I want to touch on today as well. When it was released last week, it revealed that 250,000 people were affected by this abuse from 1950 to 1999. But it also found that Māori were disproportionately represented within state care and even more overrepresented in those who had been abused. So given this, does Te Pāti Māori have faith in the system to avoid this moving forward, looking back on its past mistakes?
Faith, trust and hope in any of those things are completely off the table, I guess. Pāti Māori have absolutely zero trust and faith in any of those things in this current coalition. And the current coalition, their bills, their representation is clearly anti-Māori. It is anti-culture. It is anti-Titi Waitangi. It is anti-hapu. It is anti-marae. It is all of those things. And trust and faith. There was barely much to go on, to be honest. Governments, successive governments, just generally just don't get it. They just don't get it. So I guess, Evie, it's the report showed clearly over 3,000 showed how, and the more than were Māori in those pages in that report, that showed very clearly, very, very clearly, that their culture, their tikanga, all of those things were completely, completely ignored, that they were so badly treated that the trauma of those things continue today.
So given that, ideally, how would Te Pāti Māori like to see the system restructured?
There's a number of our policy ideas and frameworks which we've produced over the while, particularly over our campaign. But in regard to this particular situation that we're dealing with right now with Mokopuna Māori Authority is a framework that we want to, is a policy that we believe will be able to protect, care for and our mokopuna and their whānau. That's something that we believe is a step forward for us. Right now, as an expression of that same concept of for Māori, by Māori, whānau order is one of the most proven, well-proven, evidenced ideas of Māori, for Māori, by Māori. So it had a decrease in funding in the recent budget. So again, even if it's working, even if a concept like whānau order is working, and it has been, and it's continued to work over the years since it's been in place, it just does not get the support, the resource to actually do more in that ways. We've got, in my view anyway, we've got a lot of work to do in terms of inside with our team, developing our own policies, growing our policies, pushing our ideas when we're in the house. But really, we believe that there is the work outside the house. You know, so the work with our whānau and our hapū, because they know what they want. They know exactly what they need, what they want, and what will work for them. So it's those ongoing making sure that what we're doing in the house reflects what our whānau is saying they need outside of the house. We're not ignoring what whānau need and what whānau are telling us they need.
That was Te Pāti Māori's Mariamino Kapakingi on the Marine and Coastal Area Act and the results of the inquiry into abuse in state care.
That was our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kemp.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.